Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Father arrested after chokehold incident involving daughters. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 45-year-old Gillette man is in custody following a reported assault involving his two daughters, aged 12 and 18. Police Captain Kelly Alger said officers responded Thursday night to a disturbance at a residence on Red Lodge Drive. Officers learned the incident began after the man became angry with the 12-year-old over candy she had eaten. According to police, the father threatened to cut the girl's hair, retrieved a pair of scissors, and pulled her off the bed by her ponytail, causing her to hit the floor. When the 18-year-old daughter attempted to intervene, officers say the man took her to the ground, restrained her with his legs, and placed her in a chokehold, reporting difficulty breathing. Police say the situation escalated as both girls attempted to leave the home with a friend. During that attempt, the father allegedly placed the 12-year-old in a chokehold while trying to pull her back into the house, also restricting her breathing. Officers observed red marks under the 18-year-old's chin consistent with strangulation, and police say the man admitted to placing his arms across her throat. He was arrested on charges of felony child abuse and domestic battery. Both daughters were examined by EMS and declined further treatment. Senator Cynthia Lummis will not seek re-election in 2026. Wyoming U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis announced Friday she will not seek re-election in 2026, opening a rare U.S. Senate seat in the state. According to Cowboy State Daily, Lummis, 71, said the decision came after careful reflection, noting the demands of the job and saying she does not have six more years in her. She called it an honor to represent Wyoming and said the state has always been her top priority. Lummis was sworn into the U.S. Senate in January 2021 and has served in public office since 1979. She was Wyoming's first woman elected to the U.S. Senate and previously served in the state legislature as state treasurer and in the U.S. House. During her Senate tenure, Lummis became a national leader on cryptocurrency policy, chairing a Senate subcommittee on digital assets and backing Wyoming's push to lead on digital currency and blockchain regulation. Political leaders from across Wyoming praised her decades of service, calling her a principled, tireless advocate for the state. Her announcement sets the stage for a wide-open 2026 election with potential candidates already being discussed for the seat. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.